Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Manifesting Miracles. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and I am your illustrious host. So on today's podcast, we're going to unravel the mystical world of crystals and dive deep into the art of manifesting using these powerful little gems. In this episode, I'm going to embark on a journey with you. Think about it as like crystals 101, maybe exploring how these ancient treasures can be used to harness energy and can amplify our intentions and truly, truly, truly transform our lives. And I was not a crystal person. I'm like, these are just rocks. What are you talking about? But not only are crystals mentioned in almost every religious text, and yes, including the Bible, crystals have been revered for centuries for their abilities to store, amplify, and transmit energy. And everything is energy. And there are certain crystals that vibrate differently than other crystals. This can be proven in science. You can put crystals and measure their energetic beings. And I want to explore how to use them. I want crystals. Crystals have been around for centuries, and each crystal is formed by the Earth's energy. The Earth's energy over millions of years. Don't get glass. You know, glass ones are fake. You got to get real crystals. These are formed by the Earth's own core energy. And everything was created by the Creator. And so why would we have these crystals if not to use them? Why would the Egyptians use them in the pyramids? Why have every single famous oligarchy, every famous person throughout the history of time has been using crystals? And it's not because they're pretty, it's because they work. And I want to help you understand that they carry their own vibrational frequency. And we talk about vibrational frequency all the time on Manifesting Miracles here on this podcast. And these frequency resonates by their own energy field. So when you are holding a crystal, when you're working with the crystals, I have crystals all over my house. I have crystals. When I sold my last house, I buried them in the yard. I put them in the ceiling because I wanted her to have good fortune like I did. I use them all the time. I teach how to use them on vision boards. I myself have healed myself on numerous different occasions. I've manifested so many things using crystals. I talk about them in all of my live courses. I work with them all the time. So I wanted to make sure that I got in here and really helped you understand how to tap into the innate power so you can manifest your desires and promote your own healing, promote your own physicality, promote your own emotional and spiritual levels. These crystals will help raise your vibration. And what are we here to? We are here to co-collaborate with the universe. And when we're co-collaborating with the universe, what does that look like? Well, if you want to speed it up, if you want to specify, if you want to get more down and dirty, you want to use crystals. And throughout this episode, I'm going to demystify, hopefully, for everybody here, what crystals offer and insight into how they work with practical tips so you can incorporate them into your manifesting practice. Because whatever you're doing right now, even the water you're drinking, can and will be amplified with the use of crystals. And whether you are looking for abundance, whether you're seeking love, your healing or clarity, there is a crystal waiting to support you on this journey. So as you tune in and sit up straight or get comfortable in your chair, maybe you're cozying up with one of our show mugs, Manifesting Miracle show mugs on manifesting, you scan that QR code and you'll get my meditation. And for those of you who have bought the journal, who have bought the mugs, who have bought the tumblers, I thank you. I appreciate you. And you help make sure that this podcast stays on the air. So let's dive in and let's sink in and see what practices we can unlock with our own magical crystal usages. And I really do want to thank you guys. I want to thank you guys for signing up for my classes, for working with me, but most importantly, for writing such wonderful reviews for me on iTunes and on my website. So if you have not given that a chance, right here in the show notes, you can just click to the right, boom, you can get my 7-day free manifesting course. It's like a 101 introduction course. You can sign up for my free newsletter. You can even get my free ebook. You could buy one of my books. You could sign up for one of my classes. You could work with me one-on-one. You could even buy an hour of my time. So let's talk about how to choose the right crystal. So I want you to think about choosing the right crystal by your own intuitive guide, meaning crystals that resonate with your specific intention or desire. For example, let's just say citrine is often associated with like abundance and prosperity, while rose quartz is linked to love and emotional healing. And you want to go in and kind of research the properties of the different crystals to find the ones that truly align with your manifestation goals. I buy gifts all the time. I'm a very generous person. I love to let people know how much they mean to me. And my love language is let me buy you something. Let me treat you to something. Let me take care of you somehow. Which is interesting, something I realized I'll talk about on the next podcast about myself. It's a little too dramatic and a little bit too sad, and I don't think I'm ready to talk about it, but I think by the next episode I will be. But let's talk about cleansing and charging your crystals, which is very controversial. Here's the deal. You don't want to go to a crystal store, buy yourself a citrine, buy yourself a pyrite, buy yourself a rose quartz, and first of all, it's glass or it's fake. Second, you take it, let's say it's a real crystal, you take it home and you just start meditating with it and you're putting it in your power hands or your dominant hands, you're doing a mantra or mudra and boom, you're starting to receive the energy of somebody else. So we need to cleanse and charge our crystals before using them for manifestations. It's essential to clean your crystals, to clear them from any negative energies that might have been absorbed. The last person who touched your crystal is the last person's energy that's on it. So let's say that the person who unpacked the box is going through a breakup, or they're about to break up with their significant other, and you're having relationship problems, and then you grab it to work on it. Well, now you're absorbing all of their relationship problems. Okay. So we want to make sure that these crystals are assigned to us, and we charge them and we cleanse them. And you can cleanse them. There's several different ways. You want to make sure, first of all, that your crystals won't be damaged in water. So you can just Google that type of crystal. But you can cleanse them by placing them under running water. You can cleanse them by using smudging is using Palo Santo. Smudging is using sage. And then you can use them with sage or Palo Santo. You can leave them in the sunlight or in the moonlight. Both work overnight. After you have cleansed your crystals, and I prefer the smudging method and then the overnight. I'm moon energy, not sun energy. I was born at night. So some of the ways to think of that is moon energy. Moon energy is about love. It's about softer. It's about trying to be sweeter. It's about calling in more peace, more love, more forgiveness. And I feel like I'm the type of person that always needs to bring in more love and more forgiveness and more kindness. And so I work with the moon energy. But if you're a procrastinator, it's okay if you are. If you're a procrastinator and you kind of leave things, you know, to the last minute, which I did that in school, so I'm not going to say that I didn't. And you're not getting things done. What does the sun do? The sun will kick your ass. The sun is literally going to move mountains for you. If you start working with the sun, you're going to find that everything will start crushing and disappearing. It's like working with moldavite crystal, which I don't recommend anybody work with moldavite crystals. Unless you're very spiritually strong, or you're working with a shaman. So, anyway, once you've cleaned your crystals, if you need more loving energy, you could leave them out, under the moonlight. But if you need empowerment, if you need the energy to leave that broken relation, to leave that job that's not going to get you your desires and your dreams and your manifestation, to leave that state and move someplace else. So travel the world, work with the sun. The sun was Cleopatra's favorite, and she was a go-getter. And we want to use that sun energy for that reason. So after cleansing and charging your crystals with your intentions, you want to hold them and focus on a desired outcome. So if you were working with citrine and you were trying to bring in abundance, you wouldn't come at it from a place of lack. You would come at it from a place of abundance. So when you feel abundant, you'd want to go in and like, look at all the clothes in your closet. You manifested all those clothes. Look at all the food in your refrigerator and in your cabinets. You manifested all of that. Whatever makes you feel like you have more than enough of, go and stare at that and then work with your crystal, because you don't want to come from this place of lack and charge your crystal with more lack, okay? You can also do something called a crystal grid. And what a crystal grid is, and it's very easy to use, you can go online to find specific crystal grids and you can just print them out, right? You don't even have to do anything. You can just print them out. You can arrange your crystals in a geometric pattern. So all of these geometric patterns are going to tell you like where to put a main crystal, where to put a supporting crystal, where to put a focus crystal. And the grids enhance the manifestation practice. So sometimes if I'm working on a specific manifestation and I want to bring in a crystal to my practice, I'm going to pull out one of my grids. And I just bought them on Amazon for like, you know, like crystal grids, and just have a little grid. So they're cards. And then I'm going to put in writing the desire that I want under the main crystal, and then underneath the grid, and then put the crystals on top of it. I might even do some candle work with it. It just depends on what I'm working with. And then you're going to place your central crystal representing your intention and surround it with the supporting crystals that complement your gold, and your intentions. And you're going to visualize your outcome, because crystals are amazing with visualization. I always put crystals on my third eye. I put it on my gut. I put it on my heart. I put it on my gut, because your gut is your intuitive guide and your heart is your regulatory guide. And your heart is always your intuitive being. And if your heart is not healed and you're not in that space of freedom, it's going to be a lot slower to manifest. You're going to find that you're manifesting a lot slower. Now, one of my favorite things to do, and I'm caught with this all the time, I carry my crystals with me. I got them in my bra. I got them in my underwear. I got them in my purse. I got them in my car. I have them in my suitcases when I travel. You know, you can keep a small crystal in your pocket or wear it as jewelry. Like I have crystal earrings and crystal necklaces and crystal bracelets. Third eye protection on my left, you know, right for everybody else, left for me. Whenever you interact with the crystal, remind yourself of your intention. And the intention of all spiritual work is to stay aligned with your manifestation goal. That's why every year my big class is called Alignment Exposed, because you have to align yourself for the year and get ready to manifest your goals. You can also use crystals in practices. So if you're doing a candle practice, if you're doing a water practice, if you're doing a sun meditation or a moon meditation, if you're doing a grounding practice, if you're generally using meditation, if you go to a Reiki specialist, definitely take your crystals with you and have that Reiki shaman use those crystals to help align yourself even more. And crystals, you know, as commonly as we think of them today, they've been around for forever. In fact, in the Bible, in Exodus 28, 28:15 through 21, and Revelations 21:19 through 20. So they're talking about in the Bible using these crystals to protect themselves against dark energies and dark entities, and to call in that they win and to protect themselves in this higher realm and for wealth and abundance. So I want to talk about a couple of crystals that can kind of get you started on your path and kind of get you started on your way. And whenever I do a poll, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I'm on Instagram a lot more than TikTok, but I have a bigger following on TikTok. I just am more comfortable on Instagram, but I'm going to start posting a lot more on TikTok and doing lives on TikTok, including how to do crystal grids. But every time I do a poll, what do you want to manifest? What do you want to manifest? What do you want to manifest? Literally like 75% of the polls always say money. So let's start there. First, you can't create abundance out of lack. So if you're trying to manifest money and you haven't really done the shadow work on your childhood, on your money relationship, you haven't really done the shadow work on what it is that you want to create in this world, if you haven't really done the shadow work and you don't know the different modalities and you don't know the different practices, my digital course, From Doubt to Dollars, is an amazing way to move that energy. Everybody, I get emails every single day because it's only $88 and you get 21 videos, 21 practices, 21 daily quizzes, and a discount code to work with me in the future. And you can make two payments of $44, but that Doubt to Dollars money course is fucking fire. And let me tell you something, everybody who signs up for one of my classes, the money always comes back to them tenfold, because when you're investing in yourself and you're doing something out of the norm, the universe is like, whoa, wait a second. Is she tripping? Why is she buying these courses? She just always talks about it. She never does it. And so I try to make it as easy as possible with as many payment plans and options as possible. But if you are going to work with crystals and you're not taking my Doubt to Dollars course, which I think you should, because it's only going to cost you $44, two payments, you can start working with citrine. I love citrine. I feel like citrine is one of those crystals that no matter how I'm feeling, just holding it makes me feel more alive, more abundant, more joyous. But it's known as the merchant stone. And the reason that it's known as the merchant stone is because back in the biblical days, they would use citrine on ships where they kept their merchandise to protect them, and because that was their abundance, and that's kind of where they started. It's believed that citrine will enhance prosperity and financial opportunities. But there's also fool's gold, which is called pyrite. And if you're a gambler, I wouldn't take Citrine into a casino because Citrine does not want to be around all that chaos. Citrine is a loving crystal that wants to be loved and love on you and give you lots and lots of abundance. But pyrite is quick, fast, in a hurry money. Now, I'm not going to say that it's going to make you, you're going to go into a casino with pyrite and win big. Absolutely not. I have no fucking clue how you manifest. But I am not a gambler. But the two times that I have bought a scratch-off ticket, I bought it, I went in, bought it with the pyrite in my hand, put the money that I bought the scratch-off with the pyrite money on top, the pyrite on top of the money I was going to use for the ticket. Both times, first time I won $100, second time I won $500. I'm not doing them anymore because I don't want to gamble. It's not my vibe. It's just a little low vibrational for me. But if you're going to go into a casino or you're doing anything that might have gambling associated with it or betting, pyrite is believed to be that power crystal for that little venture to Vegas. Okay. Now let's say that the second most popular thing that people want to manifest is love. Let me be your lover, baby. Right? So love. Love is the drug that I am addicted to. I love to love. So I have candle holders, bracelets, necklaces. If I could make a bed out of rose quartz, I would. It's rose quartz. Rose quartz is the stone of unconditional love and compassion. It's like God. It's unconditional love. It makes you feel like I have rose quartz all over my bedroom. I have it underneath my mattress. And it's used to attract love. So if you're looking to bring a significant love interest into your life, boom, baby, you better be wearing some rose quartz. You know, be wearing that rose quartz and watch it happen. And it also promotes self-love and emotional healing. Another really good one for crystal is amethyst. And amethyst works two really powerful ways. So I recently saw a scientist measure the energy of water. And it measured at a certain level. And then they put an authentic amethyst crystal in the water. And the vibration raised almost 10,000 times to the level, just with one amethyst in an 8-ounce glass of water over like a 1-hour period. To the level of love. Like it legitimately rose so high. There's an emotional sequential chart that vibrates that you can measure things on, and it went from zero to the vibration of love. So amethyst is always associated with healing and spiritual growth. So if you want to use a crystal and you're feeling a little under the weather and things aren't going so sharp, grab an amethyst. So make sure it's a real amethyst. You're going to take that amethyst. You're going to put it in that water right on the glass. Healing, healed, healthy, vibrating in love, vibrating in abundance, you know, and then let that amethyst do its job and then drink the water. And it definitely promotes inner peace. It releases negative emotions and it facilitates forgiveness towards not only yourself, but to the motherfucker who hurt you. And guess what? Forgiveness isn't for them. It's for us. Now, let's talk about our low frequency vibration. If we are operating in a low frequency vibration, what we want to do is we want to get some rhodonite. Rhodonite. It's a stone of compassion and emotional healing. Now, this motherfucker, you put it on a journal from your past. Let's say you have the Manifesting Miracles show journal. And I have in my show journal, you get some manifestation. What are they called? Manifestation affirmations. Sorry, you guys. I'm kind of all over the place today. And it has a QR code on it that you can scan and you get a manifestation meditation recorded and written by me, changed twice a year. But if you're using a journal from your past, you might want to clear that energy. So rhodonite is a stone of compassion and emotional healing. You can put it on that journal and then burn that fucking journal and just put that, then put the crystal like right on your heart and say, release, 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 release. It promotes forgiveness. It promotes the releasing of past pain. It removes the past traumas. You know, I had a Reiki healer who told me that she had twin sisters who were molested by their biological grandfather, and neither one of the girls knew it until they were older, and the grandfather died, and they finally talked about it, and they had suffered in silence their whole time. And she talked about how both of these girls were using, let me just spell it for you, R-H-O-D-O-N-I-T-E, rhodonite. And how it really helped them by meditating and working with rhodonite, just forgive that motherfucker and let it go. You know, when we don't forgive, what happens is that person, that dark energy, was able to come into our reality and stay. You know, I could never forgive my father. It was a really tough road for me to forgive my father. And I kept saying to myself, like, he doesn't get to just get away with hurting me like that. Like, he's got to suffer. Besides, like, the reason that I became super successful in business, well, yes, I'm just smart like that, but more than anything is because I wanted to prove to my father that he gave away the wrong child. I wanted to be the most successful child that he had nothing to do with. And I succeeded, I think, but that's neither here nor there. It was more out of anger than out of drive or love. And I always felt so angry and so frustrated that everybody in my family just never got mad at him or acted like what he did to me was bad, you know. And I don't want to go into it now, but obviously that's going to block your chakras. And you can also use your crystals up and down your chakra meridian. Okay. So, and if you want to know which chakra works with which crystal, let me look at my little, I have a little bit of a chart here that I use when I'm working with my coaching clients. And if you don't know, you can work with me one-on-one coaching. I can help you manifest your dreams, release your history, and tap into your future. So, let's see. Let's see. It says planet, element, fragrance, incense, gemstone. Okay, here it goes. All right. Why isn't this light working? I'm trying to use the light. I always talk in the dark. Okay, so let's say that your root chakra is blocked, okay? Your root chakra is like the root of all evil. It's the lowest generational, the lowest vibration of your chakra. But if it's blocked, you could have a lot of issues with feeling secure. You might have reactive disorder. You don't know how to have stability. A lot of people with a blocked root chakra have anxiety, dyslexia. I have dyslexia, but not because of that. So it also has a lot to do with our reproductive organs. So if your root chakra is blocked, you might want to use hematite, bloodstone, hematite or bloodstone. If your sacral chakra, that's relationships, that's if you're oversensitive, that's if you feel like your creative energy is just kind of like nothing. It works on the spleen. Your sacral chakra is your spleen energy, your urinary tract, your kidneys, your ovaries, your uterus, your blood, your gonads, your balls, and your sugar. And also your sacral works with the color orange, and it's on your navel area, and it's about intimacy. I'm not good with intimacy, so I probably can always use some more of that. And you can use coral or carnelian. Now, the next one is going to be and if that was your energy, moon is the planet you want to work with. All right, so let's say that it's your solar plex, and your solar plex is all about vitality, willpower, desire. So if you're not able to walk away from shit easily, your solar plex is jacked. It's your body's battery. So if you're feeling drained, if you're feeling depleted, if you're feeling low vibrational, you're going to have to work on that solar plex energy. And that's Mars. Amber is the crystal, and amber is one of my favorites. I love amber, and I love the planet Mars. I'm ruled by Mars, and then citrine. And Mars is incredible. I can't talk about all that right now. All right, the next one is our heart chakra. And the heart chakra, obviously lymph nodes, immune system, allergies, blood pressure, warmth, self-esteem, forgiveness, balance, love, connection, compassion, hope, all of it. And there's four chambers in our heart. There's two upper and two lower. So the heart is thought as the color red because of society, but it's actually green and pink. So the two crystals you want to do is green tourmaline or kusanite, and that's working with the planet Venus. Now, Mercury comes in to fuck shit up because Mercury, you know, when we say we're in Mercury retrograde, it's because Mercury is all about communication. And that is your throat chakra. And if you ever don't know how to speak up for yourself, if you ever don't know how to ask for a raise, if you ever don't know how to talk back to somebody, it's because your throat chakra or your vishubla is blocked. And that's in your neck and your throat. And when you are in that energy, it's very hard to communicate and feel like you can take up all the space in the room. And so we really want to balance that yin and yang, that man, male and female, and clear out. It also works on your thyroids, clear out your thyroid energy. And if you're feeling like your ideas aren't flowing as natural as they should be, that your life force is kind of just depleted, then you're probably in need of working with your throat chakra. And that's going to be turquoise or azurite. Now let's go all the way up. Bump, bump, bump. Third eye. Third eye is everything, baby. Third eye energy is fucking everything. Third eye rules everything. So the third eye is intuition and understanding. How do you make really smart choices in life? Because your third eye is open, your sixth sense, your clairvoyance, you're communicating with the other side. You're literally listening in your meditation to these answers from the universe. And then you're taking the law of action and working in that law of action. And so it regulates what? Our nervous system. Because if you have anxiety, if you have fear, if you have doubt, if you're not sure, then your third eye is closed. It's not open because you can just walk into a place and say like yes or no. Your intuitive and psychic awareness is awakened. And the big picture in life, the imagination, the focus is all on clairvoyance, and that's your third eye. And that's going to be lapis or amethyst. And the ruling planet is, of course, Jupiter, like duh. All right. So then we're going to go to Uranus, which is the color purple, which is our crown chakra. Some people might say Uranus, but it's actually pronounced Uranus. And it's enlightenment and transcendental. Now, if you can get, motherfuckers, if you can get to the crown chakra of your karma shamatic energy, using that gold, remember how Jesus had a crown? That's our crown energy. That's our divine energy. Of course, his was a crown of thrones, where ours is a crown of jewels and love and light. And so you're working with your Uranus energy, and that is pure thought. That is really using like your golden light energy, and that's going to be tourmaline, which, look, don't work with tourmaline unless you're working with somebody like me or a Reiki master, because it will literally annihilate your life and it'll look like a shit storm has happened, but it's really clearing the way and it makes everything move fast. So if you're ready to jump ship and jump timelines, tourmaline is your guide. Also, you can use clear quartz for the crown chakra. So as we wrap up for today, talking about crystals and how we use them, I hope that it has not only intrigued you, it's not only helped you, it's not only allowed you to understand the mystical world of crystals, but it's allowed you to dive a little bit deeper into the art of manifesting with these powerful gems. And although they've been revered for centuries, maybe you didn't understand them, maybe you didn't know how to use them. I hope this episode allowed you to just dive in and kind of come up with your own crystal magic and to manifest your dreams and to power yourself up with these crystals. And unlocking your life with crystals is a powerful way to transform. And harnessing crystal power is so easy. Start with one. And here's another thing, like selenite, you're going to put it over all your doors to clear out any energy. So if you got people staying in your house, you don't really like them so much, put extra selenite over their doors. I mean, I could go on for hours and hours and hours, but you could start with something as simple as a clear quartz crystal. Just like with candle work, if you use a white candle, it can be substituted for any color. If you use a clear quartz crystal, it can be, as long as you clear it and set your intention, it can be used to work through that. So I hope that I've sparked your imagination today. I hope that I have opened up your eyes, your heart, your chakras, and your energy to working with the powerful, divine, beautiful crystals. God made all of this. Why aren't we working with it? I work with trees and flowers and candles and crystals and the sun and the moon, and it all seems to always work out for me. So trust me and believe that in my courses that you take, which I have another one coming up March 24th. I don't know what year or month this is that you're listening to it, but you can click right here on the show notes and see my schedule for 2024 of live courses that I'm offering. And you can get, you can take all the classes. I have a lot of people who take the classes over and over again. Why? Why? Because you're in a different vibrational state. You took the class last year and you were in one state and you helped manifest this, but now you're in a different state. You're going to read all these words and practices totally different. And I want you to get enrolled in Manifest Your Money, Your Magic, and Your Miracles Bootcamp. Do you hear me? Listen up. Go right now to the show notes. Drop your $64. That's all you need to enroll. That's not the total cost of the class, but that's in the payment plan system. And you can enroll in Manifest Your Money, Your Magic, and Your Miracles Bootcamp with people from around the world in a live group class that's going to help you feel more connected, create a little community, and a lot of times create best friends. I get tagged all the time from people who have met in the group classes, who have met up somewhere in the United States or in their state or in another state, because they've met their new best friend in this class. And I want you to be exactly the same. I want you to have as many connections as possible so you feel connected in this divine light. You know, I'm going to save it for next week, but this last month, the last 6 weeks have been really hard for me. And I'd be lying if I said that I got pretty low. The thing that always keeps me going and keeps me thriving is the fact that I know, and I 100% from the bottom of my heart, and I've seen it happen, Zoom call after Zoom call after Zoom call, where I teach people how to unlock their chakras, how to release their history, and how to call in their angels and start working with the divine and manifesting happiness, manifesting joy, manifesting opportunities, manifesting love, manifesting money, manifesting abundance, manifesting their dream job. And if I didn't honestly know, with all things that I am and anything that I've ever been or will ever be, that each one of you are 100% capable of achieving your dreams and worthy of manifesting those things, I couldn't get on this mic anymore. And I'll be honest with you, the last 5 weeks have been quite challenging. And I had to lean in. I had to lean into my crystals. I had to lean into my candles. I had to lean into my higher divine self. And I had to really dig deep to be able to pull up to a microphone time after time and give you everything that I have. All that I have, I give you. All that I am, I want to share. And so I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for believing and trusting that the universe loves you. I need you to be elevated. I want to hear your story. I want to meet you. I want to talk to you. I want to see you on Zoom. I want to know what your story is, and I want to help you rewrite your history and the future. Those pages are blank, baby. So we got to jump in there and start collaborating together to manifest our own miracles. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tapping in and tuning in. And I want you to know that everything is always working out for you. So let's close with one round of that. And 3, 2, 1. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Well, I hope to see you on a Zoom call soon. Know that you are already abundant. Know that you are a creator. Know that you are co-collaborating with the universe. And it is time for you to go out there, put your fucking feet into the earth and proclaim your stake in this world and puff your chest up high, stick your nose up to the stars and manifest your miracles today. And I don't know if I'm alive when you're hearing this or not. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that you are loved and you are known. And if no one's told you today, hear it from my heart. You are loved. You are known. And you are needed. I love you. I need you. And I know you. All right, producers, cue that motherfucking music. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.